Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. Let's get these Disneyland tickets given away.
Oh, this is the best.
Take the code word zero, Z-E-R-O, to RadioAlice.com. Got to go there, find the contest page, enter in the word zero, and you'll be entered for a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Take the code word zero to RadioAlice.com. You'll also qualify for the grand prize vacation, which includes a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is zero. So you did a story this morning about a test for your partner.
Yes.
And
it's what they're doing on TikTok right now, and it's how they determine... People are determining whether they're a good fit for their partner. Does this person take up something you're interested in and show real interest in that as well?
Right. So it boils down to you text or say to your partner with a hidden camera going, because this is a TikTok thing, I saw a bird today.
They call it the bird test.
The bird test. And so Bob and I both texted our significant others, I saw a bird today. Apparently not in a relationship. I have not heard back.
Well, he may still be asleep. He has a whole life after you go to bed.
Yeah.
I believe he may
still be asleep.
He plays video games until 1 a.m.
I'm sure that's true. So we'll find out. But Bob did get a response.
Oh, Susan.
So you typed exactly that. I saw a bird today, exclamation point.
I said I saw a bird this morning, exclamation point. And he said, was it cute? Question mark, question mark.
Oh, two double question mark.
What a catch he is. Yeah.
And then what did you say?
I didn't say anything. What should I say?
Oh.
Not as cute as you.
Yes, do that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Kissy face.
Send him a phone butt.
That's really nice.
I want to kiss you. That's for real.
Okay. Let's do this then.
Okay, we will. That was funny. Do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to move on to my first story.
Let's.
Billie Eilish thought that Birds of a Feather was kind of stupid. Birds of a Feather is one of her biggest hits.
I like it.
If she had had it her way, it would not have made it onto her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. She says, multiple times I was like, we should cut this. Even when I played the whole album for the label, I was like, guys, this one's kind of stupid. Obviously, she's wrong. Birds of a Feather spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Global 200, was Spotify's most streamed song of 2024 with 1.8 billion streams. It currently has more than 3 billion. And I guess she's come around to it because it's now the closing song in her live set. How
well,
funny,
it's a,
though.
It's a huge hit.
Right? But she was like, no, not that one.
I was just reading as one of the bigger alternative bands called Radiohead. Mm. Maybe you heard of them.
Maybe.
They were fighting over a song on one of the albums, and the guitar player said, I'm leaving the band if you don't put this song on the album.
Oh.
So they did. And I was just like,
what song was it?
I can find out. I don't have it off the top of my head. But
I've heard that they put Creep on kind of as a joke and are like pretty bummed that it's their biggest song. Like Creep is universal. You start Creep at a party on a guitar, people are like, oh, yeah, let's do that one.
At that time, they hadn't broken through.
I think that was the thing that put them on the map. And not that they don't have a lot of great songs, but Creep, I've heard that they don't even always perform it live.
Apparently it was Let Down.
That's it.
Oh, how does that one go? That's the thing about them. Sometimes they're it doesn't match. Oh, that's Leave Me High and Dry.
You're such
high
a
and
good
dry.
Singer.
Let me see. You're right. It is.
Yeah. Let me see if I have it. I probably don't have it in the library here.
I love Creep. But do you want to know where I got introduced to that song?
Where?
Not even just Glee, but a competition show based on Glee called The Glee Project. They did a cover of that song. I was like, wow, this is a banger.
Isn't that where crazy? You first ever heard it?
Yes.
Oh
and
my God.
A lot of the rock music I know I learned from, like Guitar Hero,
yep.
Rock Band.
My kids, that's where that opened up a lot for my younger son. He's like a Judas Priest fan and a Ozzy fan and all these songs that were on there.
Anyway, I think it's funny that a band doesn't really understand their best music.
I do have it here. I just don't.
No, don't play it.
Okay,
I'm not trying to do that. I was just trying to say, like, it happens where an artist, there she is going, this is not a hit.
Yeah,
and it's her biggest hit. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you're too close to something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just funny to hear that Billie Eilish thought, like, one of her biggest hits was, quote, kind of stupid. Birds of a feather. Okay, here is a weird coincidence. If you're watching the World Series, even if you're not, you definitely heard about the 18-inning game that happened on Monday.
Yes.
On Monday, 18-inning marathon between the LA Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. It was only the second time in history that a World Series game ever went 18 innings. That first was Game 3 of the 2018 World Series. Can you tell me who sang the national anthem before both of those games?
I can't.
It's Brad Paisley.
Oh.
He's a country star.
Yeah.
Brad Paisley.
I'm a fan of his.
Just
good.
On Monday, he just sang the national anthem.
Okay.
And the last time there was an 18-inning game, he sang the national anthem that night too. And those aren't the only World Series that Brad has sung for. He also sang in 2017 and last year. Both of those games went into extras, not 18. In 2017, the game ended in the 11th, and last year it ended in the 10th. But he now calls himself Mr. Moore Baseball.
That's very cute.
I know. Isn't that just a crazy coincidence, though? Like, that guy just happened to be the one who, for both 18-inning games?
I've been joining the games a little late each day, and I don't know which one it was, but they were singing O Canada. And Christina, I think we were making dinner. And Christina goes, they must be in Canada. And then I was like, they might sing both.
I think they do sing both.
They did. Well, that's what I found out. Yeah. They sing both. So he did that, but they had another person sing.
I assume a Canadian.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. I just got a response.
Oh, from your husband.
From my husband.
What did he say?
I saw a bird today. He said, good for you, dear, !
Good for you.
I don't actually feel like
dear.
That is, I feel like apparently my relationship is on very shaky ground.
Back to what I said to you at the time, you have two kids and you've been together 33 years.
I feel like I've been let down.
You've moved to multiple states along the way, and I'm sure there have been trials we don't even know about. And here you still stand. I'm pretty sure this bird test is not going to make or break you.
I wrote back, that's it. Because he's such a bird dork. Like, he's got the Cornell University bird thing. Hold on. I got three. I have three dots.
Oh, dear.
Let's see what he says.
He's working on it.
Maybe somebody texted him and alerted him that I was talking about.
I doubt
about
it. I think that technically they're supposed to respond with a question because it's so vague.
Oh, what kind of bird? Bird emoji.
Oh, he just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you made him say
I
that.
I did by saying that's it. Okay, never mind. I'm going to write never mind and see what happens. I'm going to talk later.
All right.
Was it a cute one? Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Not as cute as you. I would have loved to have had a conversation like that with you, John. Anyway.
But I will say it was amazing yesterday, Vinny, when we decided to get a beer. Sarah's like, oh, I'll go get us a beer. The bar is maybe 5 feet away, yeah. Just so everyone can.
But there were a lot of people there. It was like a line.
Yeah, it was crowded. The stage is 5 feet away from us. The bar is 5 feet away from us.
We were right there.
We really had the best seats in the house. And she gets up to go to the bar, and immediately John's like, what do you need? And he goes, and he comes back, and he didn't even get one for himself.
Well, he knew I was going to drink the whole thing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. He's also not a day drinker, like almost religiously not. He won't drink when he golfs.
Well, him and his buddies seem to just, Pat, were just kind of hanging out. And they've been doing events with you forever.
Yep.
So they just hang.
Yeah.
I walked down the stairs and there they were.
Just hanging.
Just sitting in some chairs. Mm. Hey, guys.
How you doing? Okay, so there's that, and then this is just a quick little Halloween. I haven't really gotten to any Halloween stories today, so if you you could be a pirate or a mummy, but if you want to have your finger on the pulse of what's happening now, Variety put together a list of the best current pop culture Halloween costumes. Labubu, surprise, that's very high on the
very
list.
Very big.
Oasis is high on the list.
Oh!
Which is actually a pretty good one.
Monobrow.
Yeah, yes. That would be it, right? Bad teeth.
I don't know. I like them,
questionable
though.
Musical ability.
No, they're good. They're actually really good.
Taylor Swift in one of her eras. You pick an era and you go with that. The girl group in K-pop, Demon Hunters. And then there's Glinda and Elphaba. That makes sense. And that's right around the corner, too. The next one on that. Charlie XCX is on here. Your kid's favorite YouTuber, Ms. Rachel. Sabrina Carpenter. I like this one for like a co-costume. Adam and Adam Scott and Britt Lower, who are Mark and Helly on Severance. Like that would actually be a pretty good one. But their number one pick was Leonardo DiCaprio playing Bob Ferguson in One Battle After Another.
I was this close to going as that.
Oh.
But I'm doing a couple costume with Susan.
And
there really
Benny.
Wasn't anything for him to be. I guess he could have been the phone booth. That would have been funny, actually. It's not too late. All you need is a robe and some pajamas, people.
Oh, is that what the costume is?
Yeah,
and like bedraggled
like
hair?
A shrub, yeah.
Oh, shrub.
A shrub?
I said shrub.
It's like a scrub and a shrub.
That movie, as good as it looks, and I do want to see it, they're calling that a flop.
Oh, yeah.
That lost $100 million.
Well, they said it had to gross like $300 million to get all its money back between the actual making of the film and the promotion of it. It needed to get to $300 million. And I want to say domestically, it's at like $70 million, which maybe it'll make more money when people can rent it.
Well, that's I think you hope, right? But yes. I saw about Tron Ares.
Yeah.
It's, what's the older guy's name? Jeff?
The older guy?
Yeah, there's Jared Leto, and there's another dude. In fact, he's the dude.
Oh. Damn it.
Anyway, he was saying, it's really unfortunate, something to the effect of, it's a real bummer that if...
Jeff Bridges.
Thank you.
If we don't, like, you're calling a movie a flop after 1 week.
Yeah.
And I can understand a guy who probably put, he got paid either way. So I understand that, you know, someone might go, oh, shut up. But I also understand where he would say, you know, give it a minute.
It is at $63 million
Tron?
Domestically. Yeah, Tron Ares in its second week. In its second week, though, it made under $5 million. So that usually does trend down.
Mm-hmm.
Some movies only stay in theaters for 2 or 3 weeks now too, which is sad.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have time to go right this second on opening weekend.
No one does.
One Battle After Another was in eighth place over the weekend. It made $2.2 million and its domestic total is at $65 million. Yeah, right. It's got a ways to get, like, to break even. Break even is $300 million.
Wow, right. So it's about at the same as Tron.
4 weeks in, yeah.
I guess that's probably because Tron has more of a visual component to it. You're like, that's kind of more something I'd want to see in the theaters versus watch at home.
Yeah, I definitely, if I had to go to one of those movies and death was not an option, I would definitely go to Tron Ares.
Really?
Yes. One Battle After Another. I don't like it starting with the title, judging that.
Yeah, the title's not very good.
Well, I just don't want to watch the battling.
There's not really battling.
I really want to see some sci-fi. It'll be fine. Anyway. I'm out of time. What's coming up then?
I found the Jesus H. It's a fast fact.
Oh, great.
So that's why I couldn't find it. I looked it up and it was a... Anyway, I've got that and more after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Mm, 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 mm. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bad advice is back and we want your problems. Want to get our hands on them. See if we can solve them for you. Email badadvice973@gmail.com. Give us lots of details. You can include a phone number if you want to. You can stay anonymous. But if you've got a problem, Wednesdays at 8, maybe we'll solve yours for you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. All this week, listen for the code word on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Then head to RadioAlice.com. Enter that code word for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, qualify for a grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. Disneyland Tickets on the fives on Alice.
All day long.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Disneyland. I haven't been in a bit.
Oh, when's the last time you guys went? You should go. My God. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, your kids get older and they're like, nah.
I'm busy.
What?
It is a corner that they turn. They feel too old for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then they come back around and go, yeah, I'd like to go.
Yep.
But that's, you know, there's that pushback of.
That's for little kids.
I'm old now.
Yeah.
I'm grown.
Well, once you get them there, they're like, okay, you're at Disney, let's
go. No, I believe me. I understand. I'm into it. Anyway. Okay, where was I? Partly cloudy expected today, although we are fully overcast in downtown San Francisco. A high of 75 is expected today. We fall back time-wise this weekend, Saturday night.
Extra hour of sleep on Monday.
Ravens at Dolphins for NFL action, Thursday night football at 5:15 on Prime. I meant to mention, I just saw the note that I'd written down. There's this trend online right now that Bob was on very early. Yeah. It's the first place I saw it, actually, which is a mashup of a Nicki Minaj song and a Four Non Blonde song.
Oh,
and
right.
Her and her friends did a really good job with it.
I actually think it might be the best one I've ever seen, ours, that we made.
It's really good.
It's so good. Susan was the videographer.
Oh.
And he's like walking around the group of the three of you all singing this song,
and that
right?
was our first try.
Wait a minute.
Sometimes the magic is just there.
So he was walking around yep. you. You guys weren't spinning.
No, okay. He was walking around us. All and right. it's so smooth. And,
is it on Bob on the Waves?
Yeah, Bob on the Waves.
Follow Bob, you guys.
And it's in a beautiful park in San Francisco. I'm so proud of it.
So I saw it and thought, okay, that's really good. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm witnessing, but it's really good. And then I just saw it again yesterday. And this one is so freaking viral. You can't believe it. It's Linda Perry from Four Non Blondes singing her song. Or mouthing her song, and then when they kick to the Nicki Minaj part, she steps out of the way, and it's J-Lo.
Oh.
And J-Lo mouths. Have you seen this one yet?
No.
Oh, you got to see it. It's absolutely viral. And J-Lo, of course, stunning and
right.
just J-Lo the whole time, does the Nicki Minaj part with the bees in the trap. It's pretty good. I don't know.
Sweet.
But I really did like yours, just so you know. That was the point of that.
Thank you.
She crushed that.
Bob on the Waves mm-hmm. on Instagram.
Okay. I'm sorry I teased you with the Jesus story.
Oh.
It's a fast fact, and that's why I couldn't find the darn story.
Time for
a
fast facts.
She's really found some stuff in
there. She has. Fast facts.
No one knows exactly when people started using the phrase Jesus H. Christ or what the H stands for. Of course, Bob looked it up and it's some kind of old-timey
Greek
Christian.
Lettering.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Right.
But Mark Twain said in his autobiography that people were already using it when he was a kid, and that would have been the mid-1800s.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, it's in his autobiography.
Do you think that was a way of people being able to use the Lord's name in vain by making it a different guy? You know, not the regular Jesus Christ, Jesus H. Christ.
Maybe. I know that, you know, the farther we get away from Bible days, the harder it is to believe. But I didn't say that. What I meant was...
No, I feel you.
There tends to be... Nothing.
Okay. Probably for the best.
I didn't even know I did it. My partner told me that a different version of Jesus H. Christ flies out of my mouth all the time.
Oh. Mm.
And I had to get that under control as we had kids.
Like John F. Kennedy.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Mm.
I went, I do? And then I started hearing myself and went, oh my God, I say that a lot.
We had a hilarious text. The person said that they thought Jesus's name was Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, because I guess one of his parents would always say, Jesus, Mary, Joseph.
Oh.
So he thought that was his full name. I thought that was so funny.
That is great. When you're a kid, you're like, yeah, all right, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Yeah.
Marian, obviously, being the middle name. That's Jesus M. Christ, though.
Those who believe things are getting more intense in recent years want you to know that while you do decorations for Halloween, they don't have to be the scariest thing in the entire world.
There are a lot of, like, really murderous-looking things happening in people's yards.
There's an article asking, have Halloween decorations become too scary?
Like hanging dead people?
Oh, yikes. We have in our neighborhood, I don't know what they've spent. I just out of curiosity, love to try and get that answer out of them. One of them is a clown that was cut in half.
Oh.
And they only
the
have
stomach?
The first oh. half.
All right.
Is on a spinning stick.
Oh.
And so you see, like, the bottom of it is, you know, bloody gutty kind of thing. And it's that is part of their display. It spins the whole time.
And, like, the intestines are swinging around?
No, there's no intestines swinging around, but it's half of a, it's just like, Whoa. Where do you even find that? I mean, good on you guys.
Maybe they made it themselves. Maybe they're just really that creative.
I don't know, but I mean, the decorations have gotten for real.
Yeah.
For real.
I mean, we are talking about it kind of a kids' night holiday. It's one thing if you go all crazy at like an adults-only party and there's a, you know, some dead guy in a coffin or whatever.
I'd say it's probably 5 years or more ago. The neighbors across the street, as that we were, you know, we've been building each year. We get better in the neighborhood.
Sure, find new things.
But the early days, they had a giant 10-foot werewolf.
Oh.
And it was right outside my daughter's window. Mm. So she looks out the window, and there's the werewolf.
Mm.
And we had to go over and go, can you guys, but she's scared when she looks out her window. And they were all, we'll move it. Which thankfully they did, the kid can't look out her window. She's freaking out because there's a werewolf.
And people do get downright horror movie gory.
Yeah.
Not everyone, but the people who hate everyone in their neighborhood, they always do. Like, you know, you get the feeling like they have some bad thoughts.
Parents with young kids are saying the classic Halloween imagery like pumpkins, witches, ghosts, spiders, skeletons, that's all good enough. Now we've got dismembered bodies.
Oh.
Dismembered, sorry, not MF.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. I'm reading five things at once.
Dismembered bodies, moving and speaking and gesturing props. We've got one when you walk by. It's a guy who's just part of him. It looks like he's coming out of the ground.
Oh.
And the audio that he is screaming it's horrifying.
Oh.
It's like somebody
he's gonna get kicked in the face.
Deserves an Oscar
for
the work they did recording that work there. So yeah, they are
scary. It loses
scary.
Its impact after you hear it 50 times.
Yes, for sure. But I can imagine though a little kid will be freaking out.
Yeah. Well, it is our job to scare the children.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Bob is on the show.
925 says, today is my 60th birthday. Off to a weekend at Cache Creek. Love you guys. Ooh. Craig.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Happy birthday. Have a great time at Cache Creek. I loved that place.
I did too.
It was awesome.
And Tracy from 408 says, Merry Christmas, everyone. Halloween's done. Went to the store yesterday and Christmas has barfed on everything.
Oh, well.
Merry Christmas. What's her name?
Tracy Morgan Hill.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
And 510 says, ha, thank you for the bird text idea. My husband just replied, K, not a squirrel. Well, it's a question, so that's a pass.
Yes.
He passes.
At least there's that.
He's interested. He wants more information. Yeah.
John and I had it out. We're actually breaking up. So.
All right.
All right,
sure.
You guys ready to play a game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bob comes into it with a point. I forget what she got it for, but she put one over on you, Vin, I think, is what it was. Here we go. How old is that guy? This is going to be a tough one on Bob, so it's good that she's coming in with a point. We're going to start with Fonzie from Happy Days. How old is Henry Winkler? He was also Barry Zuckerkorn in Arrested Development. Coach Klein in The Waterboy. How old is Fonzie from Happy Days? Henry Winkler. Go ahead, Bobby. What do you think?
75.
76.
He is 80 years old. Maybe that's a point for you.
He's still kicking it.
How old is plus size model and 2018 Sports Illustrated cover girl, Ashley Graham? How old is that guy?
Mm.
You're first, Vinny.
32.
33.
She is 38 years old. She's been around a while, Ashley Graham. How old is Gwen Stefani's ex, Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush?
Boy.
How old's Gavin Rossdale?
Hey, the ex of Gwen is his lead accomplishment?
As far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
It's not that Bush didn't have some hits in the 90s, because they did, but at this point in life, it's like, remember the guy she used to be married to who cheated on her with a nanny?
All right. I'm going to say.
That's
who's
all
first?
I know him for, to be fair.
Okay.
I think he's 59.
I'll say 60.
He is exactly 60. And Vinny pulls into the lead.
What?
Current score, 3-2.
You get two when you get it exactly right.
Are you just joining the show? Come on. How old is Ivanka Trump? How old is Ivanka
Trump?
That's
the daughter or the ex? Okay, that's the daughter.
I always forget,
too. And Vinny, you're first. How old is Ivanka Trump?
I'm going to say she is 47.
48.
She is 44.
Dang it!
I suppose you could tie it here, so I'll give you guys one more. How old is Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. One pill makes you bigger.
Said, that is not going to help.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
You have?
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody? She's from
Look
here.
At her.
She's like, she sounds like a treat.
Yeah, she's got a very special
Actually,
sound.
The story of her life is pretty interesting. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Am I first?
I think she's
69.
69.
Oh boy. No, I'm going to say she is 83.
She is 86 years old, and by a score of 5-2, the streak continues for El Campeón del Pueblo.
Okay, but I'm playing new music. Sorry about it.
Winning.
Duh. Oh.
When does it say stuff about me, though?
It said you were winning.
You won the game. You are amazing. And we think that you're the campeón del pueblo.
Okay.
All right,
Carl.
Great.
You don't like it?
I mean, it wasn't horrible, but I...
Enough out of you. Have a great day, everybody. Keep it here because we are Disneyland Central. Every hour, we've got Disneyland 4-packs to give away. And when we next see you, it's going to be Friday. Woohoo! See you then.
No, thank you.
No, will you stop it?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.